To the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Up next is a series called Realms of Authority and Prayer. This teaching from Dr. Billy Brim will give you insight on the different types of prayer and authority we have as believers. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out more on Billy Brim Ministries' annual Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference, hosted in Branson, Missouri, October 18th through the 23rd.
And they've got the power and the authority. And that's his eternal purpose.
Yes. Brother Hagin, I was listening to him yesterday, and he said that the power, the anointing, and the Holy Spirit are all the same. Mm-hmm. So that power, that's the Holy Spirit. Yes. Mm-hmm. So as you grow, as that abiding in that place in him, that's what he's talking about, Christ in you. Through the avenue, which is the Holy Spirit, the anointing, Christ, the anointing is a power.
The power and the authority.
Yes.
He gave it to us. And we are designed and purposed. Yeah, he's got a purpose.
Amen.
And he wants you this day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, he wants you to show them his manifold wisdom. He begins off by saying, believers are seated with Christ in heavenly places, far above all powers and principalities of darkness. No demon can deter the believer who is seated with Christ, far above all the works of the enemy. Our seating and reigning with Christ in heavenly places is a position of authority, honor, and triumph, not failure, depression, and defeat. With the Father.
That would all be tied to the inheritance, right?
Yeah, now that you're quoting the verse which says the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. His inheritance. Not mine. His. So we're his inheritance, and there's a glory in us, and he's going to get his inheritance, and he's going to get his glory when we rule and reign over them. And manifest his manifold wisdom to them. And see, sometimes we get criticized because we think too highly of ourselves. It's just for him. And it's only because he said to do it. You do it from a humble place. It humbles you. I mean, it's not you. It's not Leslie's flesh. It's not Leslie's personality. It's him dwelling her. And here's what he said he wants you to do, Leslie. He wants you to manifest his wisdom. That is, and that's his eternal purpose. That means it doesn't have a beginning and an ending. It never changes. Deborah, hand Deborah the phone, please. Microphone.
I have written in my notes in my Bible, Ephesians 3, the last verse, unto him,
yes,
glory in the church, the ecclesia, by Christ Jesus throughout all ages. And I have the Greek, ages piled one upon another.
That's right. Throughout all the ages, piled one upon another. Past, present, and future. We are an entity, the church, that will be known throughout all ages. The body of Christ. Whenever Jesus comes up there in the air, the last little Gentile come in, you're not getting in it anymore. The door shut. But you're going on forever. And your place is in the face of God. Now, let us pray. See if this prayer means a lot to us today. So, when he explained this to them, like we went through already, he said, I explained this to you, and you're a church that walks in faith and love. So really, to operate in this, it belongs to everybody. But you should keep yourself in faith and love. See to it that you're walking in faith and love. Yeah, you choose to separate. Holiness means separate. Actually, there is a holiness in you that you're in the body of Christ. That is separated body. But for you, when he says, be ye holy, that's your choice to separate from, yeah. Holiness means separation. You're not going to, the power won't be turned up. He says, choose to be holy. That's why he said, be ye holy. We are, there is a certain sanctification to us in that we're separated in by the blood and we, but there are degrees of power and degrees of holiness. And if you choose to walk in a high degree, you can handle more power. But what he says here, I heard about your faith and I heard about your love. So here's what I'm praying for you. You're a special group. Here's what I'm praying for you. So now we're going to pray this prayer ourselves. He prayed it for them, and we're going to pray it for ourselves right now. Verse 17. God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, give unto me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Let the eyes of my understanding be enlightened, that I may know what is the hope of your calling, and what are the riches of the glory of your inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of your dunamis to usward who believe, according to the working of His mighty power, which He wrought in the Anointed One when He raised Him from the dead and set Him at His own right hand in the heavenlies, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And you have put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all to the ecclesia, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And us have you quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, has quickened us together with Christ. By grace we are saved, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's go to verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. We do thank you, Lord. We praise you that these things are true, that you gave him to be head over all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you quickened him and raised him above all principality, power, might, and dominion, put everything under his feet, and gave him to be head over all to the ecclesia, which is his body, and that would be us. And when you quickened him, you quickened me. And when you raised him, you raised me. And when you seated him, you seated me in him. Therefore, at your right hand, in my place that Jesus has prepared for me, in my place at the right hand of God, hallelujah, in your very presence, I'm there. I'm above principality, power, might, and dominion, every name that is named. And you have said to me in Romans 5:17, hallelujah. Let's read it, Romans 5:17. Thank you, Jesus. If by one man's offense death reigned by one, that would be Adam. Much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Amplified says, shall reign as kings in life. It's His eternal purpose that now we reign in our lives and we show to them His manifest wisdom. It's His will that you reign in your life this week. We praise You for that, the good things You've given us, and we turn now to the kingdom of darkness. Kingdom of darkness, you listen up. It is written in Colossians that He has translated me, Billy Brim, out of Your authority. You don't have authority over me. I have authority over you. And I tell you, principalities, powers, might, and dominion, that you're not going to cause any havoc here in Branson, Missouri area. In this greater Branson, Missouri area. We bind you. We bind you. It is written that we can bind you. And I bind you from my life, from my being, spirit, soul, and body. You will not act up in my body tonight. You will not, in Jesus' name. Nothing from you will come to me. I plead the blood over against you and over my family, my four children, their mates, their children, my grandchildren, their mates, my great-grandchildren. I put them under the blood. And the good works you called and ordained that we should walk in, Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks, Migdal Arbel, Glorious Church Fellowship, all of its arms. You're not operating. We're operating. You stay off the roads as we go back to town. You don't have anything to do with it. Don't you touch my money. Don't you touch my houses, lands, cars, vehicles. And you cannot touch our partners. The blood of Jesus over those who work together in your fields. The fields of the Lord, rather. You are paralyzed in the name and the word and the blood of Jesus Christ.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from Dr. Billy Brim's series, Realms of Authority and Prayer. Join us October 18th through the 23rd for this year's annual Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference. Save the dates and make your plans now to visit Branson, Missouri, October 18th through the 23rd. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these special meetings will be Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Lynn Hammond, Chip Brim, and many other special guests. Register today and receive your free gift packet when you arrive at this year's Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference. Register online at billybrim.org. Join us as we assemble together to pray in Branson, Missouri, October 18th through the 23rd at our 2017 Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference.